Good evening. Any change to the advertised programming, The Adventures of Samson Duck Detective, has been postponed and will now be shown at a later date. In its place, popular music. And chat. God damn it, I love Samson Duck Detective as well. Right. So, joking aside, that is Au Revoir Simone with More Than, and they're a band I've been meaning to listen to Lola Lone play for ever since I put a song from their lead vocalist on a couple of years ago. So, another milestone in my life full of them. That was, More Than. I just said that. Stop talking now. Okay, like a slightly more upbeat and tuneful version of Beach House, that is a Swedish act called Dream Lake, and the song is called In My Head. And now we'll get inclusion on the roster for the show.
Oh, you're so fine. You come over.
Right, that is a band called Gardens and Villas, who are back with their second album. I think it's called Secretly Canadian. I don't think I imagined that name. And the track is called Bullet Train, and it's a nice slab of rhythmic indie music with some enjoyable stabs of 80s synths working in there. So next, Slow It Down with Slow Club. And turn it up because it's quite quiet.
Back in the summer, you said it was cracked, that you didn't want it, but you wanted it back. And the air is no good here, but you think you're back. And you needed a doorway, you needed to see what happens when you give yourself.
So I think you probably pitched that as two white kids trying to do the Delphonics. But yeah, whilst on paper it looks like it's the kind of thing that should be banned by UN Convention. Pretty good. Pretty good indeed. So you're listening to The Binary Choice with DJ Bullion, broadcasting around the world on spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and join us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. And now, more music. It's all I've got. And it's all I've got to bridge the gap whilst my CD decides to find the right bit on the CD. I think I was playing this on tape or something. So that is Takeshi Miyake with Cool Runnings, a track you will not find on the official soundtrack to the John Candy Arsenio Hall comedy that, if you're of a certain age, you'll remember indifferently. We'll be right back. Right, that is a band called Spring Offensive, and the track's called Hangover, which is actually a true story about a guy who wandered out of the woods claiming he'd lived on his own with his father Athena's entire life, but then later turned out to have been making it all up and have abandoned his girlfriend because of debt. True life. Keeping it reals. So next up is a bit more stripped down. This is a band from Oxford, who the last band might have been as well. I need to check on that. This track's called Gooey. As in, you know. All right, come close. Not a user interface. Let me show you everything I know. A jungle slang. Spinning. Ooh. Okay, so what you have there is probably the sound of an Oxford indie band pretending like they're doing R&B, but doing quite a good job of it. That is a track called Gooey. You can speculate on what the content of the track is about. I'm actually genuinely confused. So, next up, this is something that I've actually been waiting to come out for about 6 months, since, you know, the habit of people posting stuff on SoundCloud and going, hey, look at this great track we've done, it'll be available next year. But I remembered this, and it goes in. It's a good track. This is a She Sir. Right, so they're from Austin, Texas, and they're called She Sir, who may have put out a previous album under the name She Sir, but with a comma in the middle. Not entirely sure. But that track's called Kissing Can Wait, and was well worth waiting for. Not sure about the rest of the album, it has to be said. But anyway, moving on, and now's a one-off segment that will be called Let's Play a Depressing Folk Song.
Yeah. everything changes. Everything changes. Everything. Everything moves. Everything changes. I did not think I wanted anything. Did not think I needed anything more, but everything changes. If you left thinking I wanted anything other than you,
a lady called Rachel Samani with a track called Everything Changes, and there's something about the combination of cello and acoustic guitar that makes everything about 14% more miserable.
Thank you.
So that just a random bit of noise I picked up. That is Odessa, and the track is called Don't Stop. Odessa spelled O-D-E-S-Z-A, which is not helpful. And also remarkably contemporary given what's going on in Ukraine at the moment. So that is husband and wife pair Tennis. Although that song, the musically, it's actually very, very sort of Ben Folds Five minus the piano, which admittedly was a lot of what Ben Folds Five was about. But yeah, they're great, and her voice is just really incredible. Now, I like to consider myself something of a connoisseur of a vocalist, but she really is exceptional. So you're listening to The Binary Choice with DJ Boolean, broadcasting around the world on SpiritPlantsRadio.com. Turn on, tune in, and join us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. So, obviously with my slight Scandinavian-Canadian obsession, there's one country that doesn't get much played here, and that's Ireland, but I've got a double header of good Irish bands now. This is Call Sign by Go Swim. Right, so, Island, that is a call sign with Go Swim. Or is it Go Swim with Call Sign? It's Go Swim with Call Sign. Glad to have cleared that up. So, what I like about that is there's a nice sort of tension between, on the one hand, the kind of ethereal floaty guitar and the kind of almost new metal-y thrashing behind it, and then the tension between the two vocalists going at the same time. Music analysis for you. Next, it's some Irish people doing Italo Disco. Get your neon on. Get your neon on. And on. Christ. An Irish band. You can pick it up in the notes. I'm running low on time, and Ray will have my guts for gas if I don't get in on schedule. So, next. Spectre by Tycho. New single. They've got an album out. Enjoy. A nice driving bit of indie dance there. That is Tycho with Spectre, and I'm going to like them a lot. Will buy their album. And because I'm short on time, I'm going to go straight into the last track. I don't normally like R&B, but this album's great. It's Jesse Lanza. Show your love. Right, so that is Jesse Lanza with Strange Emotion, taken from her album Pull Your Hair Back. It's great, but because I've got not very much time left, I'm just going to have to leave you to the continuation of tonight's regular programming, which is Buckmarks and their role in the Battle of Agincourt. Enjoy!